hey there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you. Welcome to the Daily Podcast. I am pleased you are here. If you're just listening today, make sure you go back to yesterday's episode where I set all this up. Quick summary, we're talking about self-leadership. We're talking about getting back in the cockpit on the driver's seat of our own lives. We are all always leading ourselves somewhere. There is, as far as I can tell, there is no real homeostasis. No one stays the same. You either grow. This is the second law of thermodynamics. Energy moves from a hotter state to a colder state. You are either growing or you're going backwards. I'm sorry, it doesn't seem in the cosmos that anything stays exactly the same for any extended period of time. All right, so we want to get into self-leadership. Yesterday, I shared that I was going to take you on a three-part journey. The first part was yesterday where we defined one definition of leadership. I capitulated that there are many definitions, and this is just one that I'm using and I'm teaching to people all over the world. But it is the definition of leadership is, leadership equals influence. What is influence? Something has changed. How do you know leadership is happening? Something's changing. Okay, now it can be getting better or worse, and that's the nature of, that's the topic for today. We're going to talk about what conditions the quality of the change. But the definition of leadership that we're working under is leadership is influence. Influence is change. So an example that I gave to somebody in a conversation, I did this on the speaking tour 2 weeks ago. I shared this with people. I had a picture of Adolf Hitler on the screen. I said, but was this person able to create influence? Did they create change? And everybody was able to say, absolutely. So the question becomes, what determines the quality or the nature of the kind of influence that people create? So leaders create influence. They create change. But wouldn't we want to know what is it that determines the kind of influence that they have? And this is our topic today. So here it is. Step one, leadership is influence. Step two, influence equals character. Influence equals character. You want to know what determines the influence that a leader has? It's the character of the leader. What's character? It comes to us originally from the Greeks, so about 2,500 years ago, and it means a mark upon the soul, an indelible mark, something like almost like a tattoo written on the soul. And I guess the way to conceptualize it, it reappeared again in Old English around about the 14th century, but it basically, think of it in terms of, it's not like something like clothing that you can just throw on and off and change. Character is more central. It's different to personality. The psychologists think the personality is relatively fixed over the life course. So your core personality, say for example, I'm an introvert. I'm an extreme introvert. Everyone laughs when I say that because they think that I'm a speaker and all the stuff that I do. I must be the most extra. I'm not extroverted at all. I'm an extreme introvert. And I can definitely come out of myself when I'm on stage and I'm speaking and I'm training and I'm talking to audiences and conferences, no problem. But my nature, my personality is relatively reserved, relatively quiet in general. So that's my personality. It's relatively fixed. You can get it'll change as I age, but it's relatively there. But my character is something different. And tomorrow, particularly, we're going to figure out what is the mechanism by which character. The good news, my friend, is that character is not fixed. Character can be changed. And that's the good news for us. So let's get in the swing of this. Leadership is influence. Influence is character, is the internal aspect of the deepest essence of what we are becoming and what we're valuing, what we think is important moment to moment in the world. We want to get really good at the character piece. So people with great character tend to influence the world in positive ways. So our quest is going to be, okay, if this internal mark upon our souls, this character is the thing that determines our influence, then what do we do about character? I have some very good news, but it's going to be part of tomorrow's talk. I like to keep these notions short. I said this was a three-part sequence. So I want you to tune in tomorrow so we can do day three and I can show you and share with you exactly what we're going to do here to make this change. Okay. In the meantime, if you'd love to book me to speak or find out more about what I do, it's all on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. I'm on Instagram at jdoylespeaks, one word, jdoylespeaks. And you can find me on YouTube, jdoylespeaks as well. And go and check out those channels. Give them a big subscribe so I can keep you up to date on a more regular basis. But that's it for now. Let's join these dots. No one is staying the same. the nature of existence is change. We get a vote in where that change goes in our own lives. We've all got to step up to the plate of self-leadership first. Until everybody wants to be in the position of leadership, not everybody, you may not, but lots of people. Look at our political class. Many of our politicians would climb over the bodies of their own family members to get elected. They want that urgently. But what we want to do is do the hard work of self-leadership first, because that self-leadership is going to determine our character. And then our character is going to determine our influence. So tomorrow, we're going to join those dots, actually figure out the practical things we actually have to do. God bless you, my friend. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Daily Podcast. Tomorrow, we're going to do the answers. You and I are going to speak again very soon.